Comments from survivors about their loved ones help inspire a new album from Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It's called The Rising, and it's Springsteen's first studio recording with the band since 1984. On Wednesday, the musicians kick off a national concert tour in their home state of New Jersey. NPR's Joanne Silberner is going, so we thought maybe she could review the new album.
Look, I can't promise you a real music review here. I normally cover health policy and medical research. I got this assignment because the editors wanted to see how a fan would do. And I'm a big fan, for a simple reason. This cut from The Rising may or may not make it clear to you. Fans like me trust Springsteen to articulate the glories and frustrations of life. But I was worried about The Rising. Springsteen wrote most of the songs after September 11th. I thought at first it would be too painful to listen to. And indeed, some of the descriptions are heartbreaking, like from Counting on a Miracle, all the things someone who lost a partner misses.
Your kiss was taken from me. Now all I have is your kiss, your kiss, your touch, your heart, your strength, your hope, your faith, your face, your love, your dream, your life.
From what Springsteen describes as an empty sky, a black hole on the horizon, there's a song about a rescue worker with survivor's guilt, someone who lost a partner and is considering suicide. There's even something about a suicide bomber. But there's nothing political on The Rising, no support or condemnation of policies or countries. The songs are about individuals, with choruses that sound like prayers. Many of the songs put somber words to joyful music, until finally, in Mary's Place, someone whose heart has been shattered is working to return to normal in a place where nothing is the same. So I didn't need to worry. The music says in a way much stronger than the written or spoken word could do that it takes work, but it's possible to recover. Since this is supposed to be a review rather than an acclamation, I guess I should get something in about how it sounds. Producer Brendan O'Brien has been widely praised for coaxing a new sound from the band. But to me, Springsteen's voice is occasionally overwhelmed. There's not enough of the rousing keyboard work from the past, and the violin and cello at times seem a bit overstated. Now, the purpose of a music review is for you to hear enough of the music and enough about it to decide whether you want to hear more. Fans, I'm sure, don't need to hear what I'm saying. They've had this CD since the day it came out. Non-fans, are you going to check out The Rising and the concert tour for comfort, for meaning, for rejuvenation? In a way, I hope so. We all need a little comfort. But it's okay with me if you don't love the music. It's already so hard to get tickets to the concerts.
NPR's Joanne Silberner.